And now this is a dictation for Mahlon, M-A-H-L-O-N, Parsons, P-A-R-S-O-N-S, February 144, address as a letter to Saginaw, V-8, 321-4085. Dear Sirs at Saginaw VA, follow-up for Mr. Parsons, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in May, progressive weight loss. He says he is doing that on purpose. Presently down to 223, previously 233. Denies hospital emergency room visit. Stable dyspnea, fatigue. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, abdominal pain, reflux. Denies diarrhea, bleeding. Has nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies edema, claudication, ulcers. Does have underlying atrial fibrillation. Supposed to follow with cardiology. Denies the use of oxygen. No gross orthopnea PND, but does have insomnia. Uses a cane, no fall. Blind from the left eye. Prior coronary artery stents. Prior extensive procedure, thoracic aorta. Medication list review. I want to highlight amlodipine, ACE inhibitors, diuretics, beta blockers, potassium. Next paragraph, blood pressure by nurse close to 184. Lungs appears distant, probably COPD. Also distant heart tones appears irregular, but rate is not fast. But rate is close to 100. No pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no gross edema, normal speech. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From October, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline stable for a GFR 38 stage 3B, a normal sodium, upper potassium 5.1, normal acid base, glucose in the hundreds, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Good control of cholesterol, normal thyroid, A1C 5.5, anemia 12.4, He has gross proteinuria. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3B. Likely diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, proteinuria but no nephrotic syndrome, underlying COPD, question increase of dyspnea to see cardiology, chronic coronary artery disease, stenting and AFib, no anticoagulation because of prior history of gastrointestinal bleeding. He has prior extensive complications of atherosclerosis with dissecting ascending thoracic aorta. With extensive stenting all the way down to abdominal aorta, mesenteric artery, bilateral iliac artery, as well as prior procedures, left carotid to left subclavian. All these clinically stable. We'll see what the new cardiology workup shows. He will share with us any echoes to be done. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.